WTR.
Thing still works. N0TR, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
QSL. It's working fine, Gary. About a 5x7. How you doing this morning?
I'm mobile in the truck here, just north of Easley, heading up to the old QTH. Going to try to collect some more stuff from there and bring it back to the new QTH.
I'm a little hoarse this morning. I don't know why, but we are headed to Aldi's as usual, and we haven't been going out a lot at all here lately. So, did you get the place sold up north and all moved in down there?
That was the beauty of the thing. We were kind of doing a slow motion move. So, haven't even put it on the market yet because I still need to do cleanup and painting and other stuff, whether I do it or have somebody do it. It needs to be done. So, I would not expect to put it on the market till, early spring. We're in our new house in Anderson County, and very comfortable there, and doing fine.
Well, congratulations, Gary. That sounds great. You need to keep that place up there for a hidey hole in case they drop the big one.
Well, probably if both finances and maintenance requirements dictate that now probably I'm going to be limited to one location, so we'll do the best we can from where we are.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that. Oh, boy. Well, you just got out mobile. I haven't heard very much on the radio this morning. Boy, we had 20 degrees up here in the north.
26 in Anderson when I got up this morning, and it's like 45 right now, and beautiful weather. That's why I kind of delayed the start today because I didn't want to have ice on the roads, et cetera. So, I think we're supposed to get up to the high 40s, maybe even 50 or so today, and it's looking nice.
It's beautiful out, and I'm showing 45, so that's the beauty of it down here. Although I think the secrets got out, but well, it's a lot better than what the kids have been experiencing up in Michigan, I can tell you. Their highs was barely out of the single digits here this one day last week. And my nephew up in Boston sent me a picture, and he was in snowshoes up there, Gary.
Believe it. My daughter Wendy, who's up in the Washington, D.C. area, she said they got 13 inches of snow when that system came through. That was when they had that big backup on I-95 overnight. She's not too far from there.
You mean overnight there? Wow. That was horrible. Even down here, I guess we got used to it up in Kansas, but that's been 12 years ago, but I try to keep the gas tanks filled at all times because even down here, you never know when you're going to get holed up out into a traffic jam, and it gets pretty cold here at night. So you best have enough to where you can start and stop your car and a good battery and a full tank of gas in a situation like that. I guess they call that being a prepper, but the nicest thing I found lately, and I really didn't think I'd have use, is those portable lithium battery jumper cable devices. $59 at Costco, by the way, Gary. My neighbor, he even has jumped his big diesel Dodge truck with it. I left the lights on at Clem's and I the other day when I went inside, and Bernice was out in the car, and it was raining, so I turned the lights on full instead of automatic, and I come out and it was dead, and I'd only had that thing 3 or 4 days, and I reached up there and just clamped that thing on. It says start the car, and then you remove it rather quickly so you don't overcharge it. And Boy, that's a nice safety device to have in the trunk. W4EEY in 0TR.
Well, I've got one here in the truck as well. I think I got mine on Amazon, but I haven't recharged it in a while. But I think it holds the charge for a good long time, period of time. I have not had the necessity to use it, but yes, indeed, they are handy.
One for the kids, one for Amy and one for Scott that live down here. And they kind of, they didn't scoff at it per se, but 3 days later, Amy had to use hers twice on her Toyota Highlander, which was rather surprising, but she had to get a new battery. But yeah, I was surprised at the Avalon and it going down that easy, even with the lights on. Although these high intensity discharge lights are pretty bright, and the batteries are good nowadays, but they don't last as long as they did in the old days, in my opinion.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. Well, and the other thing is that to buy a battery now, it's, you know, extra expensive because we don't have any lead smelters, as I understand it, here in the States, so it's all got to be imported.
You're exactly right. It's no question about you being right on that, being a hand loader. I don't ever cast any bullets, hardly anymore at all. I haven't in years, but I used to all the time. And guys, you could get lead for a nickel a pound, or go to the local tire shop and get them wheel weights, and then sweeten them up with a little pig lead that you got from the local telephone guy. The good old days. Them are gone, Gary. This is Gerald Teal.
The things we used to do. Well, and yeah, what's prepping now is used to be just be prepared, you know, the Boy Scout motto. So, yeah, you think about what could happen. They're saying we might get some snow this weekend. I don't think it's going to be amount to much, maybe half an inch, but we might see some on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, we're sending our grandson to the BMW driving school this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. That ought to be an experience, because they put him through the room. We just thought that'd be a nice Christmas present, because it might save his life sometime down the line. And he has a new Mustang. It's not new. It's a 07, I think, but it looks like new. And it just goes beyond driver's ed. They put them on the skid pad and all of that. That ought to be a real experience if we get a mixed bag of rain and sleet and snow.
I'll give him some additional skills, increased skill set to deal with stuff. And yeah, he's got a lot of power on demand there. That's probably rear wheel drive, correct?
Yeah, I think KB4 CBAs is too. We used to have an old butcher in back in Kansas, and his dream was to own a stud horse someday. And I always kid Dave about that, about him and his stud horse, because you can hear him shift, and he's beautiful sounding tailpipes on his car, or exhaust system, I should say. It's not real loud, but it just sounds cool and reminiscent of the old days. But sometimes that gets a little old with the ones that come by our house up there. Wow, the neighbor across the street has some pickup trucks that are really loud. I don't mind. I like hot rods, but when you get those Harleys in the straight pipe, they get a little bit overzealous with those, I think. But that's a sign of the times, as much as loud stereos, Gary. We'll arrest you for that in downtown Greenville now. Hi, hi.
I think they have sound limits. I've never seen them try to enforce it. Bob, don't get downtown all that often, but yeah, maybe it's a problem down there, so that's good. All right, well, I'm going to back on out of here, probably a little less than 20 minutes away from the old QTH, and just got a few things want to load up, and then we're going to turn right around and come on back. But you and Bernice have a wonderful day, and we'll try to keep the radio on a little bit more often and get back on here. At least we know it works still. 73, all the best, N0TR from Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee.
Nice to hear this morning. Well, another thing that is going to hinder the electric car business is that Biden's son and that John Kerry, as I understand it, sold the biggest cobalt mine in the world, or the supply of cobalt, to China, wasn't it, Bernice? Yeah, China, she says. And I just heard that the other day. And then we discovered the largest lithium deposits in the world in Afghanistan and put them on the map for that. And as you well know, that's not there now. So I don't know how they're going to charge these lithium batteries if they don't have coal-fired power plants, of which we got 100 years of coal supply up there in Alaska. In Wyoming and Montana has got it. But, oh, well, if they did anything intelligent nowadays, it'd be out of character. Any of them. Take care, Gary. And nice to hear you this morning. W4EEY, N0TR, and we're just a couple of blocks from going into Aldi's. 73.
J Mobile. And Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile. Good to hear from you. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I don't know that I've spoke to you since Christmas. Hope you guys are doing well. Real well, and same back at you. Yeah, I was just talking to N0TR here, who he and Bernice were making their regular trip to Aldi, and he'll probably be back on here in a little bit. And I'm just traveling from the old QTH, no, from the new QTH to the old QTH, because I'm still moving stuff out. Going to go collect a few things and then come on back. So it's a slow motion move. I completely understand that, and it probably works better if you do it gently and a little bit out of a time when you get to be our age, for sure. I'm anticipating sometime in the spring having a reverse antenna party to take down the X-Beam and whatnot, so I'll keep you apprised of that. Don't even have a station operating at the moment, but that's okay. You're always welcome to come over and run my station for a while if you care to, and you can absolutely count on me to lend a hand when it comes to helping you, whatever you may need, putting them up, taking them down, and putting them back up, whatever. Appreciate that. But, yeah, other than that, have a great Christmas and New Year's, and Lisa is back at work. The COVID situation in the schools is continuing to get worse. So I don't know. They're doing it here in the Greenville school district. They're doing it on a school-by-school basis to decide what they're going to be doing. But there may be some virtual learning ahead for some folks. My opinion on both ways, you know, the virtual learning is good. Evan does virtual. Of course, he doesn't really have much of a choice. And I think it's worthy in some cases, but I also feel like the kids are missing out on a lot of socializing, and I mean half the part of going to school besides the learning aspect was socializing with your friends, and I think they're missing a lot of that. There's no doubt about it. Absolutely. Other than that, I don't have anything new. I've got the three dogs in the car here now. We're a three dog family, and yeah, just going to carry on with my little project and then head on back. And heard you chime in there, and just wanted to say hey and let you know we're still around. So, yeah, if you ever need anything, just let me know, and I'm happy to help out. So for the moment, I'll back out of here and say 73, ND7J from Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee. Appreciate it. I've got a C31, a big, gigantic beam for 10, 20, and... 15 maybe. I don't know. It's three bands, but it's gigantic. After six-meter season, I may take one five-element down and put that C-31 up. I'm not sure if the C-31 HF beam would interfere with the six-meter beam 14 or 12 feet above it. So I may think about looking into that, maybe just for fun, see what that C-31 will do at about 35 feet. Oh, and I'll hold a rope for you. All righty, Gary. Say hey to Lisa, and good to hear you. And always a pleasure to hear you, Gary. I'll catch up with you later on. ND 7873. For Echo Yankee.